Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to my extended Blog Talk Radio show from our AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge radio show here in Silicon Valley. Love for you tuning in. Love that you're tuning in to the show. We are going to get started. We're going to do a kind of a snippet this afternoon. If you want to call into the show while I'm on air here, you can call in at 516-531-9868. That is 516-531-9868 here on Blog Talk Radio, the extended show, the Money 2.0 Business on the Edge extended show, where we talk about it, where we get a little bit more granular, maybe even a little bit more out of the box, a little bit raw, to talk about a little bit of everything. You know, business is in everything. You just really can't get away from business really being a part of so many facets of our lives. So we talk about it here on Blog Talk Radio. We motivate, hopefully inspire. I certainly try to inspire, live your best version of you. The news is like crazy, right? I just have to say this. I am a Yahoo News, I got to see Yahoo News all the time. I'm kind of a Yahoo News kind of fanatic. And I always want to see what's going on. And I have such a heart for life, like breathing, like letting people live a great life. And you read this crazy stuff that's in the news, and it just annoys me. Kids being killed for ridiculous. There's never a good reason to kill a kid. Never, ever, ever. Just people are out of control. Get a grip. Get a grip. Seriously. Just lives lost. So hopefully we can do some good on this show when we're talking about business, talking about politics, talking about education, talking about science, technology, engineering, arts, mathematics, talking about like I said before, living your best version of who you are and not impeding someone else from living that best version of who they are. I hope there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Regardless of your gender, regardless of your skin color, that you should have the opportunity to live your best version and getting access to the right resources, getting connected to educational resources, information, and that could be in a lot of different ways. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's in a traditional classroom. There's a lot of information out there online, but do what's going to work best for you. I am a big proponent of getting certifications and degrees and associate's degrees and baccalaureate degrees, master's, doctorates, and all of those good things. All of those things are good. Get educated. Get yourself educated. Make better decisions. You don't make better decisions when you don't have the information. And no excuses. Everyone has a story that is bad. Everyone has a sad story, something that you didn't like, something that didn't work for you. And so get some resources, get some help if you need it. Sometimes we need emotional help, and there's nothing wrong with that either. I love bringing on our therapists and that's not synonymous with crazy. Sometimes we need someone to help us unfold traumas. I've gone through my own traumas, so I'm just kind of on a little bit of a box because I am so tired of the loss of life for no reason. It just annoys me. It's just a sad thing. I don't get it. So let's get on topic here. So I spent the first 5 minutes ranting, and that's why I do Blog Talk Radio Extended, because I can rant. I can just keep it real, and I'm going to keep it real. NorCal SBDC Inclusivity Project, you have heard me talk about it. I'm excited that it is off the ground and running, and I am part of this wonderful, wonderful project. I am what they call a regional advisor in this project, and I am the former SBDC director for Alameda County. So I've been around SBDC for a while, for about 7 years, career path, along with being here on radio, 9 seasons on AM 1220 KDOW. And you can always, by the way, connect with my KDOW radio show, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area, Silicon Valley. We're in the fourth largest market in the nation. You can connect and listen to that show live on Friday nights on KDOW.biz, or you can catch us on iHeartRadio as well to listen to the show. Or you can go out to the website and just say that KDOW.biz. And then, of course, if you're local, you can turn that AM 1220 dial on in your car or radio. Do anyone listen to radio in their house anymore? I got an old, kind of this old, cool radio. And record player sitting behind me in my office here that I like to play from time to time. And I actually play records, a little Luther Vandross, a little bit of old school music. So the NorCal SBDC Inclusivity Project, and if you don't know what SBDC is, it's the Small Business Development Center, a program that is funded by the Small Business Administration, a program of the Small Business Administration. It's a federal program that supports small businesses around the country, around the nation. And of course, also if you're doing some international trade and all that, so beyond the borders there. So this program is new. It's so new that it still has that new car smell, right? You get a new car and it smells wow. You build a house and that new paint on the wall, that's what it smells like right now. And since it's Women's History Month, I want to point out and celebrate women in history and women who are making history. Even as we speak, women are making history. Kamala Harris is making history. Everything that she does as a vice president of the United States is a new moment in history. Just saying, just pointing it out. Just happens to be a fact. And so I want to celebrate the women around the world, around the nation, and kudos to everything that you've achieved and what you're doing. And even if you don't think that you achieved something, I guarantee you there's something that you did that was good and benefited someone else. So kudos to you. Congratulations in your endeavors. And look back and see who came before you to give you the opportunity that you have today. So I want to talk a little bit about the Inclusivity Project and my experience now with it. And so I've started meeting with my clients that have been assigned to me. I'm very excited about it. And if you are a Black woman in business in Northern California, you want to sign up and get the support from this program. So you can go out to theinclusivityproject.com and get support. And this, of course, this project is for supporting Black businesses, business owners, African-American business owners, to really level the playing field of resources, economic resources that's out there, financial resources, support in understanding and training on how to really set a structure in the business to grow, and not just to grow and sustain, but what happens past that, investing into your retirement, investing into your future. That could happen in a lot of different ways. That could happen through trading stocks, investing in stocks, investing in other companies, building your arsenal. I am a big proponent and fan of Black Enterprise, rebuilding Black Wall Street, building companies that are or to become Fortune 1000 companies. There is enough world opportunities for all people groups to advance and experience and be a benefit to the global community. Hindering that for any reason is absurd. It hinders the entire globe. So I am not a fan of those types of tendencies. So this program gives opportunity to a group of people that need it. It's equity. It's not equality, it's equity. There's a difference between equity and equality, and I'm not going to go into clarifying that on this show today. You can look it up on Google. Google it. My experience with the project has been phenomenal. I love it already. I love talking to my customers. I have a very specific structure that I use to keep us on topic and goals. And so when you sign up for the Inclusivity Project, you go through a triage, you go through a centralized intake process. So there's information that the advisors get prior to meeting you, if you're a client, if you've already signed up. So if you're a Black woman in business who wants to participate in this resource and you're in Northern California, sign up at theinclusivityproject.com. It is free to you. The services are free to you. But you're going to have to work, roll up your sleeves and work. And even if your business is doing well, participate in this resource, because there's always something in your business. You're always fixing something in your business. There should be also always something to work on, whether you're expanding, whether you're wanting to go after funding. And what's great about this program, it is connected with Black banks that want to loan to Black businesses. Shop small. American Express. I think American Express has something going on as well. I like American Express and their shop small. I think that's fantastic. I really like that shop small initiative that they started. And so sign up if you haven't signed up. And I want to encourage Black women in business to sign up, to participate. And it doesn't matter where you're at in your business. Don't be embarrassed. Don't go it alone. If you're going it alone, I have a friend who says, if you're going it alone in education, she works in education, and she'll say, if you're going it alone, you're doing it wrong. And I have to agree with that. If you're going it alone, you're doing it wrong. You need support systems. You need people around you that are smarter, that know more, that also can build your business acumen to be able to run a business, to be able to start, grow, and thrive as a business. It takes years. It takes a lot of time to learn. That's why the first seven years, businesses tend to fail. And a lot of that has to do with what your foundational structure looks like. There's a lot that you don't know. I've been there, done that. And so there's a lot that you don't know. And so you kind of have to, you're learning, right? You're learning all these learning curves. And most businesses fail three times or so, two to three times before they really have a successful business experience in terms of the sustainability business growth that they're looking for. But you do have to put a team around you that is smarter. And some of that team might be you're outsourcing to other companies that, like Salesforce, getting those tools in place, great CRM tools. So definitely, definitely sign up for the inclusivityproject.com and get the resources. And I am encouraging Black women out there that are listening to this to sign up for it. Find out about it. If you're in another state, just contact, put your information in our system, and we will get it back to the SBDCs that are in your areas. This program is postured to be nationwide. And so as we are rolling things out, this is not going to just be a Northern California SBDC project. And so it is essentially, it will at some point be available in your BDC nationwide. But you can start with us and start talking to us and says, hey, I'm in North Carolina and I really want to participate in the inclusivity project. What SBDC do I connect with here and how things are going to be structured. In fact, what you could do is contact the America's SBDC and say some of the same things. So those sort of things are being worked out. Do not have all of the details on there. And you can say, well, I heard it from Margaret Jackson, radio show personality in Silicon Valley, who's talking about it, who's a regional advisor for the Inclusivity Project, and said there is more to come. There is more to come nationwide for businesses, Black business owners. But if you're a woman in business, Black woman in business, sign up. And supporting Women's History Month, and maybe you will be that Women in History Month story. Be the change agent for your community, for your home. So my experience, I had an opportunity to meet with a client today, a couple of clients today, actually. I have several clients this week to meet with. And having the opportunity to structure a experience that by the time they get off the call with you, they're just ecstatic. I'm so happy. She said, I'm so happy that I could cry, so I'm going to have to stop talking. Have the support and the encouragement and the motivation and parameter in the right context and parameters. Being realistic to what she wants to achieve. And how do you get there? And she has in her hands today a 10-session plan on what we're going to cover for her to reach her first milestone, her first what we call economic impact. And if you're willing to work, I can run alongside of that all day long. If you're ready to work and get it in, I will get it in with you. I will get it in with you. But if you want to participate in a program and then you want someone else to do the work or your advisor to do the work, then that's not how this works. This works with building your business strength. Kind of like going to the gym and having a trainer, and you want the trainer to lift the weights for you. Well, the trainer can lift the weights for you, but you're not going to gain any power, the strength. And so we want you to gain the power and the strength. I'm so excited about this program, but we're going to go to a commercial break right now. When we come back, we'll wrap up, and I'll share a little bit more of my experience with the Inclusivity Project and why it's important.
Small business owners, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Join small business thought leaders and game changers from Silicon Valley and around the nation and be a part of the next big experience. The Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine is your gateway to leverage multiple opportunities to connect with your readers, your clients, and backlink to your special offers. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month. Connect with local, national, and international readers, tailoring your goals to your market. Remember, advertising and marketing is a proactive and long-term activity, and it works. Play the long game and win with the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. Benefit from special features like YouTube tips and training. Submit articles and learn how to get selected at no extra cost. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
Smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That is our magazine that is all over the world. Digital magazine on issue.com. You can certainly check it out there. Small Business Concierge on the issue.com, ISSUU.com. And if you just do a search for small business, we will pop up there for you. Or you can go out to our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. B as in boy, I as in igloo, Z as in zebra. And we've got new products coming to you. And we try to make our products affordable. We don't try, we do make our products affordable for the small business owner, for the small business person to reach their audience on a mass level. And with COVID, you better be digital. You better have access to more than who's in your neighborhood. And getting your voice out there. And so we are launching a digital catalog. This is to pair with our digital magazine. And so those that are small business owners who have a depth in their industry, could be a magazine contributor, that we would give you that space that's at no additional cost as a member of the magazine. So we're setting up a member portal so that when you go into that membership portal, you'll have access to different resources in different opportunities that we'll post out there. So we've been doing a revision of our website and updates. We have a brand new website out. We're tweaking even as I speak. But the digital catalog is going to be, and we're going to launch that next month. We want to launch it with our first 100 businesses. If you want to be a part of that, please get connected with me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz and tell me that you want to be a part of it. It is $25 a month for a half page catalog ad, but it should be something that your customers can shop on demand. They can purchase that when they click the links that will be available there, that they can go straight to your product and they can purchase your product and service. Maybe you're a service provider. Maybe you're Meals on Wheels or something. So, and if you're in other states, and again, this is all over the world. So if you're in other countries or other states, we'll have that information. So when you're buying consumers, make sure that you're buying food. Like if you're going to a restaurant or something, maybe a coupon or whatever they want to put out there, that you can get to that location and get your meal or your coupons and things like that. But it's going to have everything in it, fashion, from fashion to coaching services, to fitness services, to health and wellness, to nonprofit services that you can support if you want to support. And we are going to have a Black Wall Street 2.0 section in the magazine. So if you're a Black business owner and you want to be in that particular section, and if people want to buy Black, then they can go to that section. We're going to have a Women in Business section. So those women that want to be in those sections can be in those sections as well. Or you can be in the other parts of the magazine under the category that is specific to your product and service, but that is only going to be $25 a month for the first 12 months. That is an introductory offer due to COVID, and everything is going to be digital. So if you are interested, email me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and we can start the ball rolling for you and get committed. And those that sign up, the first 100 people, businesses that sign up, we have a special offer for you. So definitely connect so we can help you build your brand, not just in your neighborhood, but around the world and around the nation. To the Inclusivity Project and the experience, and what the experience is for the advisor, and what we hope to get to the business owners is realistic hope, realistic goals, realistic objectives to move forward. And my coaching session earlier today was this business owner, female business owner, with specific things that she wants to accomplish and how she wants to hire and who what will that look like. And so I'm asking questions that you have to think about. So when you tell me, I want to hire, what does that look like? Do you want to hire contractors or do you want to hire employees? It's important. How much control do you have over them? How much control do you want to have over them? So that's important. You want to put certain parameters around them, then you may be looking at an employee relationship rather than an independent contractor relationship. So those things are important. But I think the biggest thing that I got out of it today is the joy that she conveyed back. Seeing that someone took the time out to learn. So I prep for about an hour and 15 minutes per client to make sure that I understand the goals and where they want to go. And then we go from there and we have an hour coaching meeting. But someone that took the time out to learn where that business is at, where she's at, cares about it, fully focused to help her bring her business to the place that she wants to bring it to, despite COVID. And for her to say, I am so happy it's you and you're giving back. And so she did her homework, it looks like, as well, on my local reputation. And I do my best to be a blessing to people. I don't think that that's a hard thing to do. And it just made me feel good as a coach. And I want to thank those out there that are entrusting me to help them with their business. It is an honor and it is a pleasure to help you reach your dreams and your goals. And she said, I am so thrilled and I like to learn. And I am she's an educator herself and she's going to do her homework. But she said, I am so excited I could cry. That's what this is about. And not only that, we're building a community. This is about community and not just economic impact and data. It is about a community that feels like someone is listening to them. We're out of here. Have a great day. Be good to somebody out there.